This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. A Republican has kicked off a campaign for governor of Massachusetts in 2022, but probably not the one you're thinking of. Former state representative and 2018 U.S. Senate candidate Jeff Diehl co-chaired President Trump's 2016 Bay State campaign. So far, Governor Charlie Baker hasn't said whether he will seek a third term. Diehl joins a field that includes three Democrats: Harvard professor Danielle Allen, former state senator and Pittsfield native Ben Downing, and state senator Sonia Chang Diaz.
Voters didn't send me to the state senate to wait. I'm Sonia Chang Diaz.
Imagine one commonwealth where those with power recognize their responsibility to the greater good.
We need leadership willing to take on those big, messy fights.
Put Massachusetts first and move our state forward.
Joining us now is Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll and professor of political science. And Tim, first off, what should people know about Jeff Diehl if they don't remember him from the last time around?
Jeff Diehl served in the State House of Representatives for four terms. He's from Plymouth County on the South Coast. And interestingly, if you look at his bio on Wikipedia, he was a Democrat from 1996 to 2009, switching his registration to Republican then. He would be coming at the nomination from the right, having supported President Trump in the 2016 campaign. And it's interesting to watch him get in now. He made his campaign announcement on July 4th at an event in Western Massachusetts, slow news time. So it maximized coverage, good political instincts there. And for now, he has the race to himself. We're all waiting to see whether Governor Baker tries for a third term or whether Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido gets in to the race.
If Baker does decide to run for a third term, is he well positioned right now to win?
It would seem that way. Having a challenge from the right for the Republican nomination is not a new experience for Charlie Baker. When he ran for the nomination in 2014, a Tea Party member by the name of Mark Fisher took him on. And then back in 2018, a minister from Springfield, Scott Lively, took him on. In each case, Baker got more than 70% of the vote in the primary. So these weren't strong challenges. And in a way, they position Baker well in a state where Republicans only make up about 10% of the electorate. Having a candidate come at you from the right, arguing that you're too moderate, is not a bad thing when you're trying to run for governor in Massachusetts, where more than half of the voters are unenrolled or unaffiliated.
Baker distinguished himself from President Trump and the Trump wing of the party. Is he basically where most Massachusetts Republicans are vis-a-vis Trump right now?
That's a tricky question. As I said, Massachusetts Republicans are only about 10% of the electorate. They're not a large number, but they are a vocal number. And when you look at statewide polling, the Western New England polls, we found that Republicans tend to steer in the conservative direction. Our polling on COVID this past year, they've been more skeptical about mask mandates. They've been more skeptical about lockdown measures. They've been more skeptical about the vaccines. So although Republicans aren't a very large group in Massachusetts, they are vocal, and they do tend to be pretty conservative. Where the party, where candidates for statewide office pick up a lot of their support when they're running as Republicans is from that big middle, that huge, huge pool of unaffiliated voters.
How unusual would it be for a two-term governor to seek a third term in Massachusetts?
Very unusual. There's no law prohibiting it, unlike other states. But it has been practice over the years to serve no more than two terms and then move on. And so Baker has been unusual, not just in holding open that possibility, but also keeping his cards pretty close to the vest. I suppose his thinking is, wait until the latest possible moment so that you avoid the lame duck label and keep everybody guessing. And he certainly has. Fundraising is always a good metric, though. He had a pretty quiet spring, but he did ramp up his fundraising in June. The money, though, goes to a joint campaign committee with his Lieutenant Governor, Karen Polito, a former state representative from Shrewsbury in Central Mass. And it's widely assumed that if Baker doesn't run, she will.
Now, the Democratic candidates, as I mentioned, Ben Downing, State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, Harvard professor Danielle Allen, not included in that group is the Attorney General, Maura Healey. Do you think she's waiting to see what Baker does before she makes her mind up about 2022?
That's the big question, isn't it? Perhaps. What we learned in 2018 was that Baker was a formidable candidate, and he would be again. His job approvals routinely hover in the mid-60s to low 70% range. And although this year his job approval took a hit over his initial handling of the vaccine distribution in the COVID pandemic, our polling at Western New England saw his job approval drop about 5 points down to about 62% in the spring. That's still a pretty good position to be in going into a third term. What Jay Gonzalez found, the Democratic nominee and a former state health secretary, found in 2018 was that it wasn't enough to argue that Baker was not moving the state forward in ways Democrats would want. Baker easily dispatched Gonzalez, and I think Healey is aware of that. If Baker were not to run, his Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito has lower name recognition, would have to spend a lot of time introducing herself to voters, and I think that would provide a more favorable opening for Maura Healey.
Have any of the Democrats in the field right now distinguished themselves in your view?
They've certainly made for an interesting race. So we've got Danielle Allen, a Harvard professor, and we've got Sonia Chang Diaz, a state senator. If either were to win, they would be not just the first women to serve as governor, but also a woman of color in the corner office. That would be unprecedented. So there is some excitement to that. And Allen's a pretty good fundraiser. The fundraising report's due at the end of June. She's got $339,941 in the bank. Ben Downing has about $117,000. Sonia Chang Diaz, who just got into the race, has only about $33,000. In the bank. They're interesting candidates. There will be an interesting debate among them about the state's priorities. But should Baker run, their task is going to be pretty difficult in terms of building name recognition and making an argument for why the state should change course after two Baker terms.
That's Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll and professor of political science. Tim, thank you very much, as always.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Ian.